The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is me. I'm back. I'm live. I'm here. I know you'd breathe this like, oh, thank God he's on the radio today. Well, I'm on the radio today. I don't know whether it's God who put me back here, but I'm back here. And you're listening to The Savage Nation, of course. And the phone number to the show is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. The number one issue for me is how to gauge whether or not Obama is really out to destroy America on purpose, or it's just, is it just that he actually believes that by flooding America with immigrants, by defanging or deballing the military? Well, I go down the list, but I'm giving you the rough sketch now. All the things we know that this man is doing, has done, and will do to this country, are they through intentions that are good, or are they intentions to weaken or destroy us? This is a question I constantly ask myself. There are about 30 to 40 million people in this country who are convinced that he is a Muslim who is out to destroy America for the reasons of his religion. I don't have to verify that. Just go online and see what the actual real people of the world are saying and thinking. It is why Donald Trump's message originally resonated with America. He said he would ban all Muslims from coming to America until we can figure this thing out. He said he would build a wall with Mexico. Now, I don't know, number one, if he still believes it or if he's even saying it anymore. I'm trying to get him on the show, and I'll ask him point blank. My suspicion is no. My suspicion is not. My suspicion is no. But let's put that aside. So the American people are very leery of the Muslims pouring into America. Is it because the second part of the question? It's a long question. First question is Obama out to destroy America on purpose? Or is he changing America because in his own liberal mind he thinks he's doing the right thing for America and the world? That's number one. But tied into that is the American people. Do the American people not want Muslims because they're A, racist, or because they know that Muslims never integrate into a society in which they go? They always consider themselves different, and they look down upon everyone else around them. What is the truth? Now, I have a very special burden on me as an immigrant son. I'm unlike anyone else in major talk radio. Yes, I own that. They don't. I'm proud to say I am an immigrant son. They are not. Nobody else in radio sees the world through the eyes that I see it. Nobody. I have a unique perspective. My father emigrated here when he was 13 years old from Russia. That is, my grandfather brought him over, because my grandfather came here alone, and then he brought the family over years later. And I ask myself, as an immigrant son, what you hear being said about Muslims, isn't this the same kind of racist nativism that was directed at your own ancestors? Now, I've asked myself that question repeatedly for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And I have to tell you resoundingly, the answer is no. And I'll give you the reason why the immigrants of today are not the immigrants of yesterday, more particularly my family. But before I tell you that, it's not just my family. It's every immigrant family in this country knows there's a big difference between when their grandparents or great-grandparents came here and this wave of malcontent haters of America. We all know there's a big difference. And we know that Obama is particularly selecting the malcontents and the haters. We all know that. There's no question about it. Never mind what the liars in the media would have you believe. We know the media is nothing but a group of prostitutes with suits and skirts. We know that this guy who lied about Iran should be in prison for the rest of his life. This son of a gun, Ben Rhodes, lied through his teeth about who he was doing a deal with in Iran. We all said on the radio we don't trust Obama. They're dealing with the hardliners, meaning the Islamic fascist racists who hate America, hate Israel, hate Jews, hate Christians, and we were lied to by Ben Rhodes, who came out and said they were negotiating with moderates. Well, he was called before Congress today, and he was not permitted to speak before Congress. The so-called foreign policy advisor, Ben Rhodes, ran out of the hearing today where he was to explain whether he misled the country in pushing the Iran nuclear deal. The man should be immediately arrested by the marshals. He should be tried for crimes against humanity. It will not happen under this ballless Republican administration that is worthless. Worthless, useless garbage. Because if we had a useful opposition in this country, Obama would have been impeached years ago. But I want to go back. He lied about Iran. He lies about immigrants. We read today that, are you ready for this one, all you good progressives? Now remember what I'm about to tell you. And in the context of what I'm about to tell you, just recall that microbes do not discriminate. They don't know that you're good. Microbes don't know that you're better than me. Microbes don't know that you're superior to conservatives. Microbes, you see, don't discriminate, unlike you. Microbes will jump down your throat and give you tuberculosis just as fast as they'll jump down my throat and give me tuberculosis. So I read today, 22% of refugees in Minnesota are positive for tuberculosis. And my head almost exploded. I was like the ticket that exploded by William Burroughs. One out of every five refugees that was forced down the throats of the people of Minnesota by the federal fascist government tested positive for latent tuberculosis in 2014, according to the State Department of Health, the state's own Department of Health. And yet the liars at the CDC, all of whom should be arrested for lying to the American people, I will name them. It's why I said that if Trump becomes president, not only do I want to run the CDC, I want to take all of these liars in nice suits and put them in prison for what they've done to us. Do you know that the CDC is still denying that they know why there is an uptick in tuberculosis in Minnesota? Do you understand why I have such contempt for these MDs and PhDs in the CDC? Do you understand that I'm right and they're wrong? All of these epidemiologists are politicians. They are like Lysenko in Russia. Now, if you don't know who Lysenko is, you can read about him in Government Zero. Lysenko was hired by the Soviet government to lie about agricultural production because the government needed to lie about how good the government was doing in producing crops with the government's models. So they got a geneticist who lied about genetics. His name was Lysenko, in order to dupe the Soviet people into thinking the government could run the agriculture industry better than the private sector could. Well, of course, it was a big lie. It's the same as Ben Rhodes. It's the same as the CDC. It's the same as the IRS. It's the same as the NSA. It's the same as virtually every department that this poisonous creature from wherever he is has done to this country. He has appointed nothing but toxic liars in every department. If we had an opposition party, he would have been impeached a long time ago. They are so useless. They are so afraid of being called racist that they won't touch this slithery snake in the White House. Now you say, come on, we all know Obama's no good. We're all looking for... No, you all don't know he's no good. Explain to me, going back to my first question now, follow the bouncing ball. Is Obama doing the things he is doing to this country out of the genuine liberal desire to do the right thing for America and the world, or is he doing it to weaken and destroy this country? My evidence, the evidence leads me to believe that he is doing it strictly to destroy this country, because there is no reason to bring in Somali refugees, one out of five, who have been resettled in Minnesota against the will of the people by the fascist federal government, tested positive for latent tuberculosis in 2014. Do you know how much it costs to treat these immigrants he is bringing in, who are now breeding individuals, who some of whom will join terrorist groups or commit crimes against the American people? Do you know what the cost of treating an active TB case that is susceptible or responsive to drugs is? I have the numbers. Do you know what the cost is if it is non-responsive? Do you know what it costs to treat a multi-drug resistant patient? Your hair will stand up. So why is he sucking us dry? This is question number one on the Savage Nation. Here is question two. It's about the communist Bernie Sanders, the evil street communist from New York, the street spitter. He is Bernie Madoff in the political world. Bernie Sanders and Bernie Madoff are one and the same. Madoff sold false securities for which there were no consequences until he got caught. He had a Ponzi scheme. Bernie Sanders sells social programs that are unsupportable, just like Bernie Madoff. But since he can get away with lying as a candidate, of course the have-nots like him. Now, who is this? Who is Bernie Sanders, and who is his wife? Who is that wife of his? Did you read the story about Jane Sanders? Burlington College closes due to crushing weight of debt acquired by Jane Sanders. An entire college announced yesterday that it will close on May 27th after it found itself unable to recover from the crushing weight of the debt incurred under Jane O'Meara Sanders, the college's former president and wife of Bernie Sanders. Now, that's just the beginning of the story. There is an addition to the story, which is that she is under investigation for having lied in order to secure loans to expand the debt while she was president. Did you know any of that? Catholic parishioners in Vermont have called for an investigation into whether Bernie Sanders' wife, Ms. Sanders, committed federal bank fraud by deliberately misrepresenting the amount that the college had secured in fundraising pledges as she sought financing for the land purchase. As Ms. Bernie Sanders pursued financing for the land acquisition, Ms. Bernie Sanders repeatedly said that Burlington College had received more than $2 million in fundraising commitments and pledges. But in fiscal year 2011, it was found that the college had only raised $279,000. She's under investigation for bank fraud. Her and her husband are Ponzi scheme artists. They use the socialist message the way Obama uses the racial message to get away with absolute felony on the highest level. That's the opening of the show. Thanks for listening. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. Immigrants and Epidemics. That's how I started my radio career 22 years ago. It was because I could not get a book published by that on that topic, even though I had published a number of books before that. They were fairly well good sellers. And I had tried to co-author the book on immigrants and epidemics with the then dean of a school of public health, a very famous dean, and nobody would touch the book in New York because they were afraid of offending the immigrant mafia. Now, here we are 20-some-odd years later, and we have a criminal act being conducted by the federal government, an absolute Ponzi scheme of lies, so vast that all of us are at risk. 22% of refugees in Minnesota are positive for tuberculosis. That's what we know to be true. That was in 2014. Now, amongst that group, 26% of all foreign-born cases of TB in Minnesota were from people born in Somalia. Somalia. Somalians almost exclusively entered the state through Obama's refugee resettlement program. More than 70,000 refugees have been resettled in the United States, listen carefully, every year for the past 30 years by the federal government. Listen to what I said, 70,000 a year per year times 30. Do the math. So it started 30 years ago under the criminal drunk Kennedy. The criminal drunk Kennedy was the first to lie and say that the Immigration Act that he was about to change, the lying drunk from Massachusetts said this would not change the demographics of America, and it would not threaten the health of America, but the lying drunk was lying. What is it about the Democrats that makes them want to lie to the American people on a regular basis? Now, a book is coming out in May by a former Democrat, an anonymous Democrat, who said that they lie about everything. They don't read the bills. He tells people one thing and knows he can't do it. He said all he cares about is raising money and getting reelected. He said we're all the same from the top to the bottom. We don't do anything. He said we're all liars. And we're doing it at the risk for America. So now we wake up and we see that they're flooding America with refugees, many of whom are diseased. And by the way, TB is a very serious illness. It was almost eradicated in America. And the lying thieves at the CDC are still trying to determine the reason for the uptick. They should all be fired and tried on criminal charges of lying to the American people. But nevertheless, let's go into the actual studies here. What else are the wonderful immigrants bringing to America? It's not just TB being brought in by these resettled refugees, Mr. Obama. Measles, whooping cough, diphtheria, and other diseases that were on their way to total eradication are also coming in across the borders of the United States. That's why your child has to be injected with vaccines. That's why your little baby has to be overly vaccinated. It's because of the immigrants. When are you people going to wake up? Now, if it was just me, an immigrant son, saying it, you could say, well, I don't believe him. How can he prove that? Well, I just gave you the data. But again, the data doesn't matter to people who don't care. They have an agenda. So who's responsible? You are. You're responsible. The Catholic government, meaning the Catholic Church, is responsible. The Catholic Church is flooding America with refugees because of greed, greed, greed. The Pope is running a Ponzi scheme. The Pope is no different than Bernie Madoff. Every day that liar in the Vatican says that we should open our borders. The liar in the Vatican says that it's good for the world to open your borders. Look at what's going on in Europe. Has he opened the borders of the Vatican to the immigrants from Syria? Has he brought the diseased immigrants from Somalia in behind the walls of the Vatican? That liar? No, he hasn't. Who is this liar in the Vatican? Now, many of you are offended by this because you're good Catholics. But you should be more offended by the liar, the imposter as Pope, than you should be offended by the words you're hearing on this radio show. Because what I am telling you is for the sake of your own survival and the survival of your nation and the survival of your children and your children's children. What the Pope is telling you is to the demise of your nation. But he's not the issue. The issue is this country. How does it go on? How can we permit this monster in the White House to continue to flood us with illegal immigrants, number one, many of whom are diseased, number two? And here he was laughing the other day at a Nordic Heritage dinner, saying something you'll never believe. Robert, play it now.
We all know that our Nordic friends share a pride in their common Viking heritage. But I think we can all admit that the Vikings
could be... Let's
knock it
off. We don't have time. It's not the one I asked for, Robert. The one I need is the one about the Nordics should run America. That's the one I really said we needed. But we'll do that a little later. We'll get around to that. Let's go back to the callers, because you're going to be next up on the Savage Nation. Immigrants and epidemics. Tuberculosis, 22% of all of the immigrants that are coming in, 22% of refugees in Minnesota are positive for tuberculosis. Why are the people of Minnesota so liberal and so welcoming? How did the descendants of the Vikings become such morons, is the question. I'll be back in a minute to answer these questions and others.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Sometimes we have a tendency to take our best friends for granted, and it's important that we not do so. They have been extraordinarily important for us in shaping and maintaining an international order that is rule-based, that is fair, that is just. So I really do believe that the world would be more secure and more prosperous if we just had more partners like our Nordic countries. There have been times where I've said, why don't we just put all these small countries in charge for a while, and they could clean things up.
Let's just put these small countries in charge for a while, and they could clean things up. You know, when you challenge liberals on where socialism has worked, they always bring up the Nordic countries. Of course, there's a big difference between the Nordic countries and America. The percentage of immigrants in America vastly exceeds that of those in the Nordic countries. That's number one. Number two, the Nordic countries are still relatively financially sound because they don't have a criminal gangster running the country printing money when there's no foundation for the money. They were awash in oil, North Slope oil, for a long time. North Sea oil, excuse me. And, of course, they became a great welfare state as a result. Their tax rates are out of the world in, I think they're 75 or 80%. And they've killed all incentive to produce anything in those countries. And the people have reverted to alcoholism, drugs, and rampant sexuality. So I don't hold the Nordic countries up as an example for anything. There is a growing nationalism in Sweden, for example. It may be too little too late. The only salvation for Sweden would be the immediate arrest of the entire liberal government and the seizure of the power centers before it's too late. Same in Germany. I was in San Francisco the other day waiting for a ferry, just a public ferry, during which I talked to people once in a while, strangers. And there was a couple that obviously they were foreigners, just the way they looked. They had two of the most beautiful little children I had seen in a long time. And one was in a stroller. That was the little boy. I guess the other was the little girl. And They had beautiful, beautiful complexions, and they were beautiful people. And I said to the parents, what beautiful children. I said, where are you from? They said, Germany. So I just said quietly, I said, what do you think of their future in Germany? They looked at me kind of like, where am I coming? They don't know who I am. What do you think of the future for your children? Will they have a f-? I said, do you think your children will have a future in their own country, is what I said. Well, they were nice liberal parents, brainwashed by the German government, the way your children are being brainwashed here in America with drugs and, of course, liberalism from spoon-feeding it to them. And they said, well, we certainly hope so. Notice they said, we hope so. I said, well, what do you think about Merkel and what she's doing with all the Syrians, bringing them into your country? How can your children have a future in their own country with this flood of immigrants coming in? Well, they looked at me sheepishly and they said, well, we have to do something for the poor Syrians. I said, at the expense of your own children? I mean, remember, I'm a stranger and I didn't do it with anger. I was just having a conversation. They said, well, it's slowing down now. I said, why, have they cut benefits back? He said, well, yes, they're not as welcome as they were before. Well, that was the extent of that conversation. How is it that a former communist like Angela Merkel, a lifetime sleeper cell inside Germany, she's a sleeper, remember what I said, just as Obama was a sleeper, she was a sleeper inside Germany, and she was then activated. And when she was activated, the sleeper cell called Merkel, she started to flood Germany with Syrian Muslims, Africans, none of whom are adapting to that country in any way. They're not going to become Germans. They're living on welfare. They're not working. The majority of them don't work. They never will work. They're on the welfare. They're on the dole. They're bringing crime. They're bringing rape. It's all known. Everyone knows this. There's a resurgent movement of nationalism in Germany that just might save the nation. But who is inhibiting them? All the groups funded by the war criminal George Soros. Now, I'm going to go into him in a minute. This is a man who should have been arrested by Interpol a long time ago. It came out the other day that George Soros has deep ties to very questionable groups, including gun runners, etc. And the whole liberal front that he puts on with the money that he has gotten by manipulating currencies is just to keep the left off his back. Just as I told you here in America. It's the same in San Francisco. It's how the sisters who run this city, the cousins, shall I say, who run this city, the cousins who run San Francisco get away with the thievery that they engage in on a regular basis. What they do is they buy off the radicals in the gay community, the lesbian community, the transgender community, the immigrant communities. They buy them off by giving them everything and more that they could ever dream of, so they don't ask one question about what they're doing in terms of their own dealings. This is the game that they play. So what do those of us who see what's going on do? Well, we'd say if we had a U.S. attorney here like Mr. Barra in New York, this wouldn't be happening, but we don't. We have a patsy U.S. attorney appointed by the president who was recommended by none other than one of the sorority girls who is running the Bay Area. That is Barbara Boxer. She recommended this U.S. attorney. Can you believe this? And that's why there have been almost no arrests for corruption in the San Francisco area, while conversely on the East Coast, some of the biggest names in politics have fallen. And unless there are more arrests for corruption at the highest levels, we are going to see more and more abuses of the system. Now, I guess many of you are overloaded right now. It's the middle of May. You don't want to hear anymore. You know things are bad, and you're praying things change for the better after the election. My friends, I wouldn't hold out for any big changes after the election. We got to take care of this right now. KSFO, Susan, line four, go ahead. What's your point?
The point is, if people only knew the amount of tuberculosis that was in the jail, you would be floored. I mean, that's a real, it's a huge deception what's going on to the American people.
Now, I understand you are a nurse, is that correct?
Yes.
And when you say TB is rampant amongst prisoners, you mean immigrants from which countries now?
Latin American.
You don't mean Latin, you mean Central America. You mean what? Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, et cetera, Honduras, Central America. In Central America, tuberculosis is endemic. You know that, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So now by letting them flood over the border, by bringing them in by the train load, including the little bambinos, you're bringing in a large percentage of infection, tuberculosis with them, as well as other diseases, including measles. So why does a sane government do this?
You tell me. That's absolutely, yeah. I mean, but it's it's off the charts. It's being covered up.
All right, thank you. I know it's being covered up. Now, we have a caller from New York on line 7 who denies it. Savita on WABC, go ahead, make your point on the Savage Nation.
Savage, I am from India, an immigrant and a physician. And I do not disagree with some of, I do not agree with some of your points. Measles will spread wherever there are people exposed to each other. Immigrants have nothing to do with measles.
No, whoa. You just made a big leap in faith. Measles happens to be endemic in certain nations on the earth. Is that not correct, doctor?
Yes, but may I finish my point?
No, you may not. You may continue in a moment, because you made a misstatement that was meant to mislead people. Is there a link between measles, the measles outbreak, and illegal immigration? I'm saying yes, and you're saying no.
I am saying that measles in the state that apparently you're a resident of, where people are not even taking the vaccines that they're supposed to be getting, and you're implying that that your little baby has to have a vaccine because those illegal immigrants are bringing measles, is disingenuous.
Savita, when did the measles, the incidence of measles, increase in the United States of America? Do you know the answer to that?
To an illegal immigrant and get...
Savita, listen, now you're talking again. Don't talk down to me. I'm asking a question since we're having a rational discussion. When did the measles incidence in America, when did the incidence of measles in America increase? Do you happen to know the year?
No, I don't know the year. But it's your program, and you must have looked it up, and I don't have to know this.
But you made a blanket statement as though you had all the answers, because you just said that immigrants have nothing to do with the measles epidemic, but you are wrong. Do you know that the enterovirus has a heavy presence in Central and South America? Are you surely aware of that as a doctor, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And enterovirus is common in many, many other tropical countries, including the country that I'm from. Yes, they are endemic. Look, third world is going to have more infectious diseases. There's no doubt about that.
So why are we bringing in infected people from the third world? How does that benefit a nation to do that?
Okay, why does it? You are saying that I am no pro-Obama person, but for me to, when I, you know, going from one point to another to the third and somehow getting them all together and calling Obama the corrupt person.
Well, now you're changing the subject. I caught you in a mistake, and now you're going back to Obama. I thought we were having a rational scientific discussion. You just admitted that the incidence of measles is higher in certain nations than others. I said, what sense does it make to bring in infected individuals to the United States of America? What's the answer to that?
Okay, you are saying that you said just now that Somalia, we have been getting 70,000 odd people every year for the last 30 years. I think during that time, Obama has not been the president all along. So what was?
I didn't say it was Obama. I said it started with Kennedy the drunk. That's what I said.
You know, calling people names does not...
He was a drunk. He was a well-known drunk.
But
what's wrong with calling a drunk a drunk? He lied to the American people. Long before you were in this country, we had a man named Edward Kennedy who was a liar and a drunk. And when he passed the Immigration Reform Act of 1965, he said that the immigrants that we will bring in will not affect America negatively, and we will not change the demographics of the country, and they will be perfectly fine, and they will become assimilated. He lied about it. Why shouldn't I be outraged? Why shouldn't I point fingers at him?
Can I say something?
Don't play the game like you're in a hospital ward playing the game with me. You've been saying an awful lot, and everything you said made no sense so far.
I am being polite. I'm not yelling. I'm saying, may I say something?
All right, so many people kill you with politeness. I get it. And many people who are angry are very good people, but they're not polite. And many people who are polite are very evil people. I've met them all my life. The polite ones are the ones who put a knife in your back.
I am wrong at being polite?
How about the uptick in tuberculosis, HIV, hepatitis C, and tuberculosis? Where do you think it's coming from, Dr. Savita?
Okay. Where it's coming from is in the U.S. There are pockets, inner cities. There are places that people do not have access to health care, and they live in close quarters. HIV epidemic...
No. You're distorting reality. It is being imported from the third world. And the only way to reduce the incidence is to slam the doors shut and to start deporting infected individuals back to the hellholes they came from.
One point, if I may.
Stop it. Please stop it. You're begging the question over and over again as though I'm a bad guy and you're a good girl. Please make your last point. Do me a favor.
You have a lot of louder voice, and it's your show, granted. I should...
No, why don't you go get a radio show, Savita, where you can spread your lies? Why don't you do a nice, polite radio show on NPR? They'll listen to you, and you'll tell us that measles was endemic in America, that tuberculosis was endemic in America, and the immigrants had nothing to do with it. That's a total falsehood.
Play the tape again.
Tuberculosis was virtually eradicated in America until approximately the end of the Vietnam War, when we were flooded with Indochinese who came here infected with tuberculosis. Are you aware of that?
Tuberculosis was endemic in China. But calling people names...
Again, you're going back to the wrong point. We are having a scientific discussion. You didn't hear a word I just said because you don't want to hear a word I say. Tuberculosis was virtually eradicated in the United States of America until the end of the Vietnam War. And then something happened. And that is the boat people were let into America, mainly Vietnamese and Cambodians, the Indochinese, many of whom were infected with tuberculosis. Are you aware of that?
When should the border have been sealed? Because apparently...
Well, now you're changing the subject because you can't answer a single question. I can see how you got your way in the medical world. But you're not going to get your way with me, because I'm not one of these polite dunces that you've worked over your whole life in the medical world. Now, goodbye, and have a nice day, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
I'm a great supporter of immigrants from India, and I have been for over 20 years. If you've listened to the show, I've said over and over again, not all immigrants are equal, and how is it that immigrants come in from India and within a few months some of them are winning spelling bees? And I said we need more immigrants like that. But things have changed rapidly in the last few years under Obama. And we're talking today about the astonishing fact of immigrants and epidemics, especially in Minnesota, where it's been found that 22% of the refugees, one out of every five refugees forced down the throats of the citizens of that great state by the illegitimate fascist federal government, tested positive for latent tuberculosis in 2014. That's not the only disease that is being brought in by immigrants. And the lying perjurers in the CDC are saying they don't know why there's an uptick. Now, of course, if I ever was in charge, which I won't be, I would bring before whatever the proper council is, if Donald Trump becomes president, I bring before this council the present heads of the CDC and the NIH who are lying, and I would try them for perjury. Because there are consequences to perjury, as we saw with Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff was lying to his investors. He was building his fortune by robbing money from one to pay the other. Eventually, it all came crashing down, and he's in prison for the rest of his life. The same should happen to scientists who've been lying to us about immigrants and epidemics. The same should happen to Ben Rhodes, who lied to us about Iran and the Iran deal, putting the entire world at risk. He committed perjury. Today he refused to go before a congressional hearing. He committed contempt of Congress, but the spineless jerks called Republicans won't even hold him in contempt of Congress, but they should. They should not only hold him in contempt of Congress, but they should try him for contempt of Congress and teach Obama a lesson by bringing down one of his main spokesmouths before it's too late. Now, that's just the beginning. Measles is coming in through the hundreds of thousands of illegal alien children from Central America, who were not only walked across the wide-open southern border and are still doing so, they were not processed through an immigration detention center as required by federal immigration law. They were not quarantined as required by law. Not at all.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We virtually eliminated certain diseases like polio. We've cut extreme poverty drastically. We've cut infant mortality by an enormous amount. Now, I say all these things not to make you complacent. We got a bunch of big problems to solve. But I say it to point out that change has been a constant in our history, and the reason America's better is because we didn't look backwards. We didn't fear the future. We seized the future and made it our own.
Okay, turn him off, please. It's enough to listen to the liar as little as I have to. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Savage Nation. The first hour was about immigrants and epidemics because of the shocking new story that came out from Breitbart, by the way, based upon State Department of Health in Minnesota data, that one of every five refugees resettled in Minnesota by the illegitimate, fascistic, lying federal government tested positive for latent tuberculosis in 2014. That means one out of five. And amongst those, 26% of all foreign-born cases of TB in Minnesota were from immigrants from Somalia. And Somalians almost exclusively entered the state through the refugee resettlement program, which is a way of getting around immigration law itself. We are then looking at other diseases brought in by immigrants over the years. Popular radio talk show host Michael Savage, who you are listening to, who holds a doctorate in nutritional ethnomedicine, one of which the major within that is epidemiology, said this. I'm quoting myself now in an early article. The socialist government, media, academia, medical apparatchiks have looked the other way or changed the origin of numerous illnesses which were once eradicated in our once first world nation. Since the massive influx of illegal alien children from Central America who are not being medically screened, the United States has had outbreaks of numerous illnesses that were once eradicated, such as, take notes, doctors, dangerous strains of influenza, tuberculosis, measles, mumps, rubella, smallpox, leprosy, and even malaria. And yet these outbreaks have been covered up by the criminal Obama administration appointees at the CDC, all of whom are committing perjury and should be tried for perjury. Every day the Obama administration continues to violate federal immigration quarantine laws, infectious diseases will continue to infect the general population, and children who are required to go to grammar schools along with the illegal alien children from Central America. If you would like some examples, all of you who have your minds made up on this fine May day, numerous epidemics sweep Central America. And there is an aggressive mosquito that transmits the deadly enterovirus EVD68 and yellow fever, and some infectious diseases are transmitted by insects, including the new spread of dengue fever, which was once eliminated in America. But EVD68 was responsible for at least 14 deaths in the U.S. It also brought around the first cases of paralysis that we had seen in decades. I can read you the list about illegal aliens bringing in many infectious diseases into the United States, like measles, EVD68, dengue, flu, etc. I did. But the children themselves who are coming in are transporting mosquitoes that are carrying very dangerous infectious diseases in their clothing, Catholic Charities. The Obama administration continues to flout quarantine laws in order to facilitate the massive illegal entry of illegal aliens through the southern border of the United States. This has created a public health hazard for your child enrolled in grammar schools and for the general public in communities throughout the United States. So the liar-in-chief gets up there at his college speech and talks about the elimination of diseases like polio while ignoring completely the diseases that have been resurgent in the country as a result of his criminal immigration policies. That was hour number one. And I have to now bring it back to how I started the hour on the Savage Nation. I started it by saying, look, I'm an immigrant son. And many of the things that are being said about this wave of immigrants into America were said about my grandfather when he first came here. I recognize it. So I ask myself, is this just nativism and racism? Or is there something different about this wave of immigrants from the time that my grandfather came here? And it's not just my grandfather. It could have been Italians. It could have been Irish. They were all spat upon by the general population when they got here. But there was a huge difference at that time. You know what the difference was? All of you socialists out there, we did not have a welfare state. Now, the famous inscription on the Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, and your hungry, right? And we say, wow, see that? Even in 1904, we were looking to help people from around the world. That's a lie. First of all, there was no welfare state. Zero welfare state at that time, none. There were no food stamps, no government cheese. No welfare at all. The people came here, either they worked or they died. But more importantly, if they showed up at our borders at Ellis Island and they showed any sign of infectious disease, they were either sent back to their country of origin or they were put in quarantine until they were cured of that disease. Moreover, any immigrant coming into America had to show that they had a sponsor who could support them because the government certainly wasn't going to support them. We had a legitimate government then. Now we have an invasive government that may as well be a third world government that has taken over this country to flood us with third worlders to make us less like America and more like the hellholes around the world. And that's how 30 to 40 million Americans see this issue. I'm not the only one. If I was the only one, I wouldn't be on the radio. I wouldn't have lasted a day. But I started my career 22 years ago fundamentally talking about immigrants and epidemics. And it's gone up and down, it's waned and it's waxed, but now it's reached a new crescendo. Now, Donald Trump came along, and he achieved immense popularity by talking about building a wall with Mexico and about banning the immigration of Muslims into America until, quote, we can figure this thing out. Why do you think the average American responded to that? Is it because we are inherently bad people, inherently racist, inherently nativist? There may be elements of that. No, it's because we inherently have survival skills. We as people inherently know what is good for us. And we also can smell a rat when we see a rat, even if the rat's wearing clothing and a white collar. And many of us understand the danger he is putting us in on a daily basis, which again brings us back to the primary question for which I don't think we're going to find an answer, which is, does he do this out of an altruistic desire to be a man who is good for the world and for his own country, or is he doing it for more nefarious reasons, primarily because he hates America and wants to do things to weaken it? That's a question that rages through the minds of millions of Americans. Roy, on WJR, on Line 9, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your opinion?
I don't think that he hates the country. I think he wants to bring it down a notch for what it's done in the past. And he also feels that what he does, it'll serve the country strong enough to survive it. But at the same time, they're not affected by it. Their kids will never be in a bathroom with a transgender. Their kids will never be in a classroom with children with TB. They'll always drive an SUV. They don't want us to drive an SUV because of, well, it's all these things that these elitists do to better themselves, but to bring down the country to make it even with everyone else. That's what I think.
All right, I'll take that for what it is. I could debate various elements of that statement, but there's no point. The general thematic of the statement speaks for itself. I want to go through some of the people who've been good enough to hold us this long. Alice on WABC in New York, what's your opinion, please? What is the topic?
You're 100% correct. The tuberculosis that's coming in from legal and illegal immigrants now is TB, antibiotic resistant. I myself contracted it. I was born in 57, contracted it in 61. Had they not had antibiotics, I would have been at a TB ward. It is spreading all over the place, as is German measles and measles. You used to have a health check. I got it from Cuban boat people that came over. I know specifically who, but unfortunately now they're...
Wait, Alice, hold on. What year did you get this disease? What year did you get it?
1962. 61.
How did you get, wait, how did you get it in 1962 from Syrian immigrants?
Not Syrian, Cuban.
Okay, how did you get it from Cuban immigrants?
My sister was dating, she's 10 years older than me, she was dating a Cuban family, and his cousins were able to...
Ah, hasta la reina Isabel Baladanzón. What a happy people the Cubans are. Now, as you well know, they're flooding into America right now. Did you know that a new wave of Cubans are flooding into America? They're coming in under that stupid program put in place by Ronald Reagan and never rescinded, which is that any Cuban who winds on our shores is an instant citizen. Are you aware of that?
Absolutely, and I read an article yesterday. It went from 44,000 to 150-odd thousand.
So, in other words, a new Mariel boat invasion of Cuban criminals is now invading America right in front of our eyes, and the Congress, which is supposed to protect us, is doing nothing but feathering their own nests. Nothing new under the sun is there. Well, there's always something new under the sun. Now, how much does it cost to treat an active TB case, since we're talking about disease right now? And by the way, all of you snide little progressives out there who are listening to this show, just remember my number one genius statement of the day. Microbes do not discriminate. They don't care that you may have a beard and drink a South American or Central American beer. They don't care that you smoke pot with the compadres. They don't care that you're down with the people. Microbes do not care what your politics are. They will infect the rich and the poor, the straight and the gay, the Hispanic and the Caucasian, the African American and the Asian. Microbes do not exist. They are, in that sense, very democratic. And so tuberculosis, which is now being brought in by immigrants, is a very expensive disease to treat indeed. The best way to treat it is to not let the diseased individuals in. The best way to treat it is to catch them before they even get here and to keep them out of the country. But since we have an upside-down, backwards administration, we're bringing them in by the tens of thousands. So how much does it cost to treat them in Minnesota? We have the answer for that question. And you're going to be shocked to find out what you're being forced to pay because of Obama's follies right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Obama flooding America with illegal aliens, many of whom are diseased and or criminal, because he has a vendetta against the nation or because he is an altruist who wants to do the best for the world in America? The second thing is, as I promised you that I would tell you the cost of treating tuberculosis, each case, because the numbers are astonishing, which I'll do in a second. But as the show moves past the midpoint right now, I got to bring in a new topic, and that is the selection by Donald Trump. It looks pretty clear to me that he's going to select the worst possible vice presidential candidate he could have picked, and that's Newt Gingrich. And I think we need to talk about it. Would you vote for Trump if Gingrich is VP? I won't. I may sit out the election. I'm telling you the way I see it. Write it down if you want, because Newt Gingrich is as corrupt as the entire Democrat Party. And the only reason we're seeing that Trump is reaching out to Gingrich is because he made a deal, in my opinion, with the RNC, with Rince Prius. Rince the Prius, think of a hose and a car with soap. Rince Prius probably worked out a deal with Trump that they would put down the hatchets and smoke the peace pipe if he would take an insider like Newt Gingrich as a VP candidate, because they know they can do business with Newt Gingrich. And from the Trump side, they figure, all right, Gingrich knows the halls of Congress. He knows how to grease the palms. He's been doing it for so many years. But Gingrich is perhaps the worst example of a Republican imaginable. And I want to talk about that as the show emerges on the Savage Nation. But now getting back to the cost of treating tuberculosis, the cost of treating an active TB case that can be responded or is responsive to drugs averages $17,000, according to the so-called CDC. But what happens if you get a patient with drug-resistant TB, which could happen from taking antibiotics prescribed before TB was properly diagnosed? $134,000. Well, much more. Let's say 100. Pardon me, a lot more. but about $134,000 for each multi-drug-resistant patient. Think about the numbers now. Now, what if you get an extensively drug-resistant case from Somalia or from India or from China? What are you going to do about that? You're going to be costing, it's going to cost you $430,000 for an extensively drug-resistant illegal alien infected with tuberculosis that is drug-resistant. My friends, this is the problem. TB was once almost eradicated in the United States of America. And then something happened. What happened was immigrants. There are other diseases that were once eradicated in this great first world nation. And then something happened. Oh, a lot of things happened. In Michigan, where the number of active TB cases rose from 105 in 2014 to 130 last year, the health department in Michigan is reaching out to Detroit's large Arab and Bangladeshi populations because they have a very high rate of tuberculosis. There are also Burmese immigrants in Michigan. They also have a high rate, or I should say a high incidence of tuberculosis. The words rate and incidence are different, incidentally, if I remember my basic epidemiology. That was a hard one to understand, rate and incidence. And so, my friends, only an insane nation brings in infected individuals to its own nation. At the risk of the healthy, they treat the sick. Instead of putting the healthy before the sick, they put the sick before the healthy. That is called a government that is upside down. So we go back to the primary question, why is he doing this? Nathan on WMAL in Washington, D.C., what's your opinion, Nathan? Why is Obama doing this to all Americans?
Personally, I think he hates white people. And this is coming from a black guy. I'm a landlord in Washington, D.C. I've seen the attitudes of a lot of black men that haven't had a lot of success in life. And you know, it just fits clearly. Have you ever read the book Revolt Against Civilization by Lothar Stoddard?
No, I haven't. It sounds like something I should be looking into, my friend. Well, but the thing is that by bringing in diseased immigrants with TB in this case, the TB can infect blacks, whites, gays, straight, Asians, Hispanics. So it's not aimed specifically at whites, is it?
It destroys the country. And, you know, if there's collateral damage between blacks, Hispanics, well, so be it. You know, the country.
But Nathan, do you actually believe that he has such a vendetta against the country that he wants to destroy it?
Well, listen to what his wife said. Listen to some of the things he said in his book.
Amazing.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is not Bollywood, this is the Savage Nation. And we are talking about immigrants and epidemics and what it's doing to this great nation, shall I say this once great nation. The last caller from Washington, D.C. on WMAL radio identified himself as an African-American, I think he said landlord, and he said that Obama is doing this to America because he hates white people. And I said, but wait a minute. Microbes do not discriminate, I said. They attack all races, all sexual orientations, so how can you say it's because of white people? He said, well, he said it's predominantly a white nation and he has a hatred for it, is what he said. So I have to think about that. But, you know, I asked the question at the beginning of the show. I posed the question. I didn't come up with a thunderous, you know, clap from God about what I thought. Because as an immigrant son myself, I have to be very, very cautious in what I say. But I once researched this question of who makes billions off the illegal aliens. And I wrote an article on it. And I said I followed the money. I found out who's behind this immigration crisis. And I quoted an article that had appeared in the Gateway Pundit about the luxury hotels that were being rehabbed for the illegal alien children. And it said Obama to pay illegals, offer all-you-can-eat meals, free cable TV, lawyers, medical and dental on a 29-acre complex that ICE proudly showed off to the media at the time. It had been a renovated detention center for illegal alien families in Karn City, Texas. So I said yesterday, wait a minute, where's the money coming from? Who are the contractors? I asked, who are the contractors who are making and are going to make billions of dollars off the illegal alien amnesty surge? At the time, the so-called children from Guatemala. I said, somebody's making money off this. because I went and researched the RFP put out in January for housing and clothing and feeding these children. Now, an RFP is a request for proposal put out by a governmental agency. In other words, it's a bid. It's an open bid process. And the government had been plotting to bring in these diseased children all along. They said that it was just a surge of children who were leaving Guatemala, but it wasn't a surge of children. They were invited in because people were making a fortune on them. But I didn't know who. So I woke up, and I see they're going to get flat-screen TVs. Are you listening to me? If you're a poor American, do you have a beauty parlor at your disposal for free? Do you have a flat-screen TV in every bedroom? Do you have free legal services, free doctors, free dentists? Do you have a workout gym in your apartment? Do you have a swimming pool in your apartment? Do you have a soccer field in your housing complex? The illegal alien children from Guatemala and Honduras do. So I said, wait a minute, somebody's making a fortune off of this. A $50 million federal government contract to house illegal aliens at another facility was being moved in. They were being moved in there. And many of the rooms they were being moved into were suites, private toilets and showers, flat-screen TVs, cable TV for every immigrant, soccer fields. You get the picture, right? Well, guess what? Some people are getting rich off the billion-dollar immigration surge. And here's the punchline. They're not all Democrats, and they're not all socialists. Only a handful of U.S. corporations have the honor of long-term contracts with federal agencies that deal with the, quote, immigration problem. Only a few companies have these contracts. You see, it's a closed bidding process. And for these companies, that surge from Guatemala and El Salvador meant very big business and very big profits. And Obama was pushing for emergency funding for so-called family detention centers, like the one in Texas that I just told you about. Resorts, really, is what they are. Soccer fields with artificial turf, lighting, flat-screen TVs, pools, amenities you might get on a vacation once a year if you, as a tax-paying American, had the money. So why are you and I spending so much money on those who break our laws? The answer is because of greedy profiteers. You see, every television, every desk lamp, every blade of fake soccer grass has a huge markup to it. You heard about the $32 aspirin in hospitals, right? Well, that's nothing compared to what these companies are making in these detention facilities. It's connected to the companies that run prisons for profit. You get the picture, don't you? Prisons for profit. Did you know about them? Well, I dug into the particulars of one such company that's making a profit off the immigrant surge. It has a name, the GEO Company. Well, who was the GEO Company? In the past 6 years, GEO was awarded $900 million in ICE contracts alone. $900 million. According to government data, procured by Source US and delivered to you for free on the Savage Nation. Now, who is the parent company of GEO? Notice they have these acronyms that have no meaning, no connection to a real company. GEO Corporation. Who's the parent company of GEO Corporation? Wackenhut Corporation. Well, wait a minute, who are they? Well, it turns out Wackenhut Corporation owns a lot of private prisons, and they funded the American Legislative Exchange Council, known as ALEC. Well, what's ALEC? What do you mean, the American Legislative Exchange Council? Who are they? Well, what they are is a lobbying group. They tell your elected officials what to vote on. They tell the elected prostitutes where to eat, what to breathe, and how to operate. They tell the prostitutes in Washington that they're running the country and what the prostitutes, known as senators and congressmen, are supposed to do. Are you ready for this? Because what I'm about to tell you will change your view of politics for the rest of your life. Who's on the American Legislative Exchange Council? Who's on ALEC behind all of these resorts for illegal aliens? Well, I, Michael Savage, published the names because you wanted to know the answers. The top shareholders include people you never heard of. It's an international organization. They own facilities in the UK, Australia, South Africa, and the US. The top shareholders are George Zoli, don't know him, John Bulfin, don't know him, Norman Carlson, don't know him, Thomas Wiedsma, and Jorge Dominicus, I don't know who they are, but maybe some of these hedge funds are familiar to you. Because if you have money in any of these hedge funds, they have money in the GEO group that owns the holding facilities for the illegal alien children. Are you ready for the name of the hedge funds? BlackRock Fund Advisors, Credit Suisse, River Road Asset Management, LLC, Eagle Asset Management, Inc., Scopia Capital Management, LLC, Eagle Asset Management, Inc., Scopia Capital Management, oh, I said that one already, Carlson Capital, LP, BlackRock Institutional Trust Company, Hotchkiss and Wiley Capital Management, Vanguard Group, Inc. You say, well, there's nothing wrong, it's not illegal. Well, don't assume I'm saying there's anything illegal in what they're doing. I didn't say that. I'm just telling you, follow the money. So let me go down the list. Maybe you have mutual funds and you like the few percent you're making every year or so. Well, they're profiting from the illegal alien surge. You maybe say you're a conservative. You're against illegal aliens. Well, here are the mutual funds that hold GEO stock at that time. And by the way, I think this is published in my book, Government Zero, if I'm not mistaken. Here are the mutual funds that hold GEO stock, or did so at that time. Vanguard Specialized REIT Index Fund, Fidelity Small Cap Discovery Fund, iShares S&P Small Cap ETF, Prudential Jennison Equity Income Fund, Eagle Series Trust Small Cap Growth Fund, iShares Russell 2000 ETF. These are big holders, by the way. Vanguard Small Cap Index Fund, Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund. Well, you get the picture, but I'm not finished yet. I've just gotten started. Who is on the board of directors of GEO Group that is making billions off the illegal aliens that are being given luxury resorts to reside in? And this may explain why the Republicans, along with the Democrats, have been lobbying for amnesty in one form or another. Well, they're not household names, my friends, but they do have names. Board of directors are George Zoli, chairman of the board, Richard Glanton, CEO, Norman Carlson, former director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Let me pause right there. The former director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Prisons is on this private group called GEO. It gets even better. Also on the board was Ann Newman, former undersecretary of the U.S. Air Force. See, you were told women in the military would be much kinder and gentler. Well, there she is. She left the Air Force and she's on the board of directors. She hasn't committed a crime, by the way. Let me emphasize that. It's done by everyone, and look how well they're doing indeed. They came to do good, and they're doing very well indeed. Clarence E. Anthony, president and CEO of Anthony Government Solutions, Inc. Christopher Wheeler, Julie M. Wood. Again, these are not household names, but wait until you hear the punchline because you haven't heard it yet. Who's getting rich off the billion-dollar immigrant surge? Well, those companies, those hedge funds, those other funds, as I name. But are you ready for where this list ends up? All you good Republicans? The Koch brothers, David and Charles, who are two of the richest people in the world, are key funders of ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. I explained to you a few minutes ago what ALEC is and what they do. ALEC is a lobbying group, and they tell legislators what to do. The Koch brothers are key funders of ALEC. And so there you have it. You thought it was all liberals who wanted amnesty, but now you find out it's very apparent conservatives who are now the guiding forces behind the illegal immigration surge that's going on in this country because they own these facilities with thousands of unused beds around the nation. And they want you to fill them and pay for them. Big business, big government, and big religion. All one bundle getting paid off your back. Ladies and gentlemen, what you've just heard on the Savage Nation would be worthy of a Pulitzer Prize, but you won't hear it anywhere else until it's stolen from me. And I don't care because at this point in my career I become, well, whatever I have to become in order to get the message out. Don't give me credit for this. Just steal this idea. Run with it because I've just gotten started. My friends, you've just heard it. You just heard it for free on the Savage Nation. And you heard it first on August 1st in the year 2014. You heard it again today on the 17th of May 2016. And you can read it for yourself and spread it around by going and buying Government Zero, because I think it's in that book. I'm not 100% sure. I have to check where I got this from. It's called Who Makes Billions Off the Illegal Aliens? It's tied to the Koch brothers, GEO, ALEC, etc. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. All right, what you just heard on this radio broadcast for at no cost to you was is printed, sorry, in Government Zero, pages 185 through 188. If you want the information, it's all there in the chapter Zero Immigration. And it's a subhead called Illegal Immigration for Profit. And as I said, in addition to promoting the anti-American, progressive Islamist agenda, illegal immigration also makes billions for special interests, and I followed the money. And the money led back to both parties, right up to the top of the food chain on the Republican side. And as I said, and I want to repeat, it's all perfectly legal because they write the laws. See, you can't nail anyone for this because they write the laws. Now, what do you mean they write the laws? They're not Congress. Congress are the... I don't want to use the word that should be used, but the word prostitute comes to mind. In other words, when you buy somebody who has no ethics or morals, and they do whatever you want them to do for money, that is called prostitution, especially if they don't believe in what they're doing. So if you have a congressman putting out a book that's coming out in May or June or whatever, where he said, we don't believe in anything that we do, we're in it only to get reelected, we don't even read the bills. He said, we're nothing but a bunch of whores or prostitutes. This is from a sitting congressman. Do you understand now why the popularity of Sanders and Trump is so high? Because we're all hoping to God that somebody will come and knock some heads together and save the country from its own corruption. And I'm wondering, by the way, how can Trump do that if he is going to bring in an insider like Gingrich? I don't understand this. I mean, I do politically understand why he might bring in Gingrich, but Gingrich is a very, very, very bad choice, in my opinion, because Gingrich has, first of all, Gingrich is the past, not the future. Gingrich represents the system, not a change from the system. Now, I understand that Trump needs an operative within the system, someone who knows how the system works, but not only was Gingrich in power too long ago to really still be operational in that regard, but he also did a terrible thing during the last election, which was to destroy Romney completely. And I've said it over and over again, and I'd be a hypocrite to say I support Trump no matter who he picks, and I don't support the pick of Gingrich. I'm in a real pickle here because I think Gingrich is a very bad choice because I think he's a very bad man. Gingrich used opposition research on Romney, which literally weakened Romney to the point where he was then defeated by the Obama team, who used all of the opposition research that Gingrich had dug up on Romney against Romney in the general election. I can't forgive Gingrich for that. I think he's a very bad man and a very bad choice. Would you vote for Trump even if he picked Gingrich? Probably yes, because what's the choice? See, that's the way they're calculating it, is that you've got nowhere to go. I know how they think. I know just how the big advisors think. They figure, you know what? We got him anyway. They hate Hillary. They're not going to go and vote for her because they don't like her, so they're going to vote for you no matter who you pick. So pick an insider like Gingrich so he can keep the wheels going that you say you're going to stop. But that's not what's going to happen. My opinion is if that we start to smell that the pick is an insider like Gingrich, many of you who thought that it was go Trump go are going to sit this election out. That's what I think is going to happen. I didn't say that's what I would do, nor did I say that's what you should do, but that's what I think is going to happen. If this goes through, and I think you should think very carefully before accepting what his advisors told him to do, okay? KLIF, Dallas, Candace, you've got the last word in this hour. 1 minute, fire away.
Yes, sir. First of all, I feel like I did back in 2007 and 8, in the crash, of everything happened.
Candace, I can't take this call. She should have been screened a little better. She thinks she's on a couch talking to her deceased relative. Folks, this is a national radio program, and although I sound as though I am your friend and you know me, I am not your friend and you do not know me. And when you get on the air, make believe you're talking to millions of people, because you are. So get ready for radio. That's what a call screener should tell you, okay? So when I come back in the next hour, we're going to take a lot of calls. We're going to talk about all these disclosures. We're going to give you the latest news, views, and reviews. We're also going to introduce the other stories I didn't get to. Burlington College closes due to crushing weight of debt acquired by Bernie Sanders' wife, Jane Sanders. I'll have the details. Here's another one. Ninth Circuit did something very, very unusual. The most liberal court in the land ruled on Monday that the right to bear arms includes the right to acquire arms, which is very, very important to you, because the vermin on the left tried to stop you from acquiring them by limiting the sale of ammunition and gun stores. So the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit did the right thing for America. All this and more on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, here we are into the third hour of The Savage Nation. We've been talking about immigrants and tuberculosis. Huge story. Measles, huge story. We talked about Sanders' wife destroying a college with debt, being investigated for fraud, even though he poses as a man of the people. Look out for them. I then brought up Trump likely picking Gingrich as a VP, and I said, bad choice. I think Gingrich is a terrible man. He's a member of the establishment. Many of you disagree. We can talk about that. And then I told you that the piece that I basically read to you on immigration for profit came from Government Zero, pages 185 to 188, illegal immigration for profit, and it goes right up to the top of the Republican establishment, which explains why they do nothing about Somalis being brought in with tuberculosis, because they're making money off this one way or the other. I wouldn't be surprised if it turns out that they're having the, that they own the drug companies that provide the drugs. God only knows how far up the chain the corruption goes. So in this hour, we have some great stations right now. KSFO in San Francisco, my home station, really. KLIF in Dallas. DRC in Hartford, Connecticut. KBET in Las Vegas. KKOH, the flamethrower out of Reno. SBA in Harrisburg and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. WBOB in Jacksonville. NTW in Richmond, Petersburg, Virginia. WGDJ Radio in Albany, New York. FTW in Mobile, Pensacola. VLK in Lexington, VNN in Huntsville. I have lots of other stations. All of you are invited to call. The phone number is 855-407-282. There's only one open line. I don't know if you'll get on. But these are the important topics of the day, and I think the best thing to do right now is to take some of the callers who have been holding for a while. Julie on KSFO line one. Go ahead, please. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. You know, this detention center story is a perfect example of why capitalism without moral values is really no better than communism.
I don't argue with you. I'm not stuck to a system just because of its name. I mean, whatever you call it, if you have corrupt individuals running it, it's no good.
Yeah, they're doing all the wrong things for this country because they're looking out for themselves.
Right. When you put profit ahead of every other consideration, the results are often terrible. And that's why people who are diehard, I believe in the free market, that's the stupidest thing you could ever say. It's not like a one-size-fits-all. Because there are people who have written the laws so that you can do virtually anything you want and get away with it. So you're 100% right, Julie. Let me send you Government Zero. We still have some hardcover copies. You're going to get one of the few. Maybe one day one of your descendants will say, Grandma Julie, where'd you get that book? And you say, well, I heard a radio show way back in, can you believe it? 2016, it was called The Savage Nation. And there was a guy in the radio named Michael Savage, and he wrote that great book. And I got one of them, and now it's worth 12 cents. Julie, stay on the line. It's the big third hour coming up on the program. WGOW in Tennessee. I hope it's Janine. Janine, line two. What's on your mind, Janine?
Michael, you inspire me every day, and yesterday I went and bought Teddy and Me, and I can't put it down, and it's just reaching into the depth of my soul, lifting my depression. I've put so many dogs down in my life. I've had so much tragedy, and this book is lifting me to a place that I haven't been in a long, long time.
I don't want to beg the question and encourage you to talk about it, but why does my book, Teddy and Me, lift you up? What in it is inspirational?
Because it gives me hope about love and the basic kindness and just awesomeness between a dog and mankind. And believe me,
you know, a lot of people are complaining about me on Facebook saying, we're sick and tired of hearing about your dog already. Why are they so angry about that? Why do they find it so offensive?
But it just lifted my heart to a place that my heart hasn't been to in a long time. And like I said, I've had a lot of tragedy and beauty in my life. And this book is just touching.
Well, look, here's the thing. We all know that pets die before we do. That's the order of things. And why is it that nature designed it so that a dog, for example, dies before the owner? How do you tell a child when, let's say people have a new family and they usually get a kid a dog when she or kid's 4 or 5, they get a dog to grow up with, right? That's usually what happens. Then the kid has the dog till they go to college, and then the dog dies while they're in college and they don't, or younger, God knows, younger, they get hit by a car. How do you explain to a child why a dog dies before the owner without, because they're heartbroken, they don't know the answer. So as I said, a very wise woman told me to tell the audience that the reason nature designed it that way was so that if we died before them, they'd be left without an owner. And then they would have no one to take care of them, so that nature designed it, or if you want to say God designed it, so that they go to whatever the world there may be after, before we do, rather. You see what I mean? In order to be protected. Thank you, Janine, for those kind words. You know, there's a story that's very interesting I meant to get to. Of a couple in Yellowstone National Park were driving around. As you know, there's herds of bison out there, buffalo. And they saw a little baby calf, a buffalo calf, shivering in the cold. So these do-gooders thought that the baby calf, the buffalo, was going to die from the cold. So the people who grew up on Disney movies and Adderall, where they think buffalo are not supposed to shiver, took the calf in the back of their SUV and drove it over to a ranger. The ranger said, no, you're not supposed to touch the animals. You got to leave them alone. So you know what's coming next. They then took the baby calf back to the herd, and the mother rejected the calf, and the baby had to be euthanized. You know, sometimes the best of intentions of liberals leads to very, very bad results. Then this metaphor of the calf that a do-gooder wanted to save from the cold is a metaphor about immigrants being brought into this country for the good of the immigrant and the good of the country. You can picture, put the two pieces together yourself. And you know, it connects up to the story I told years ago about my father with a chick and the egg. Someone's making a movie and they want to put that in the movie. The guy wrote me, he's doing a movie on it. Something this part of it, I don't know. I said, I watched a baby chick pecking its way out of an egg when I was a little kid. I don't know how we came to do it. Who knows? In the country, we had some kind of place we used to go to with up there, and there was a chicken farm nearby, and they'd go in. It was like a madhouse watching chickens being slaughtered and running around with the blood shooting around. But in that chicken farm, this little city boy watched the chicken baby, a baby chicklet coming out of the hatchling coming out of the egg. So you see this naked little thing, this stupid little bird, sticking its head up and pecking and pecking and struggling and hardly get out of the shell. So I said to my father, Dad, why can't we help that little bird come out of the shell? And he said, no, Michael, you can't touch that baby, because if you do, it'll die. Well, I didn't know, understand any of that why. See, nature has its own rules. And when man violates nature, very bad things happen to man. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? This society has been violating nature for so long, we have forgotten what nature is. We have taken the unnatural and made it the norm. And that's how we wind up with bathroom laws by a psychotic in the White House. He is so divorced from nature and reality that he speaks and thinks that everything that comes out of his yap is 100% true when everything he says is 100% false. But that's getting a little too far afield from the bison in the cold and the chicken in the egg. But I'll be back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. All right, so I disclosed for you the money that's being made off the illegal immigrants, even those with diseases. I gave you the names of the companies. I showed you it leads right up to the Republican side as well. And then someone sent me this. It says, do you realize that GEO, the REIT that is heavily invested in private prisons, has recently been diversifying into, quote, community detention with bracelets and monitoring, probably for higher profit margins? That is why Obama just started calling convicted criminals, quote, justice-involved individuals. ALEC plus GEO plus REIT plus OBAMA equals DISASTER. And the Koch brothers, or the Koch brothers, are the biggest investor in one of these. Have a nice day. KSFO, Line 5, welcome to the Savage Nation.
How are you doing? I just wanted to tell you that I personally think Obama's letting all these immigrants into the country with diseases because he's aware of the fact that our culture is a very promiscuous culture, and I think it has a lot to do with civilizational jihad and the fertility rate of Muslims as well.
Well, what are you saying? He's purposely trying to hurt the promiscuous?
I think he's trying to hurt the population overall, but he's trying to hurt the promiscuous portion through STDs and everyone else through things that are not inherited or transmitted.
If that were true, then why would he constantly be supporting, let us say, lifestyles that are not exactly non-promiscuous?
Why would he be supporting lifestyles that are not promiscuous?
Yeah, in other words, you're saying he's doing it because he's such a moralist and he wants to save America and bringing in Muslims who are basically not practicing sexuality in that manner. So I'm saying if that were true, then why is he so, let us say, why does he have such a weakness for subpopulations that are so promiscuous?
No, I don't think he's trying to save us at all or save immigrants. I think he's trying to hurt America. What I'm saying is, he's bringing in immigrants, whether they're from an Arabic country or whether they're from South America or Central America, to have people who are promiscuous in our society, in the American society, be promiscuous with these immigrants. Some would be infected sexually, and some would be just be infected.
So he's doing it purposely, like a mad scientist, to infect people?
You know he would.
But why?
Well, I think he also, it has a lot to do with him bringing, what he's doing with bringing the Muslims over, they're not such a promiscuous culture. Well, I mean, the men at least, but, I mean, the
women.
That is
correct. That's right. They're the opposite of promiscuous. So what does that have to do with what we're saying?
They would have.
Look, you have to think these things through before calling. I think that you have an idea. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not following it, though. And thank you for the calling. Now we're going to talk about Gingrich. I oppose Gingrich for many reasons. Some of you like Newt Gingrich. For example, who is the one who likes Gingrich here? Here we go. WDRC Radio, Bill, Line 7. Go ahead, please.
No, I like Gingrich, but I'm opposed to him being the selection for vice president. I want Trump to win the election, and in my opinion, he should pick somebody with a Spanish background to be the vice presidential nominee, not Cruz, because he's from Texas, and Trump is going to win Texas no matter what. But I don't want Gingrich as the vice presidential nominee. He's too old, and there's too many negatives in his background.
I agree 100%. He absolutely brings nothing to the picture other than knowing how to work the halls of Congress, which is not going to excite the electorate at all. It's going to be the opposite. If Trump picks Gingrich as his VP, which looks like is going to happen, because the Republican Party wants it to happen in order to have someone that they know how to work with, it's going to be a very bad day for Donald Trump at the polls in the end, because people are going to say, what's the point of voting for him? It's the same old story all over again. He needs somebody new. He needs somebody new, and he needs it badly. And I agree with you 100%. Now, here's another big story that's breaking out today. Logs reveal Google lobbyists have White House open door, that they have visited the White House more than any other group over the last number of years, more than anyone else. The Google executives have been in and out of the White House. So people are saying, why? Project examining White House visitor logs shows the Obama administration extended an open door to Google. Johanna Shelton, Google's director of public policy, in effect the company's top saleswoman or lobbyist, visited the White House officials 128 times since Barry took office in 2009. Now, let's put that in perspective. Senior lobbyists for other companies in the telecommunications and cable industry like Comcast Facebook, Amazon, Oracle, and Verizon have visited the White House total, combined, 124 times in the same span. Now, this goes back only through October 15th. So here are all these other companies, 124 visits. One company, 128 times. Why is that? Can anyone explain to me what Google is doing and why they want access to the president? Alphabet, Inc., the parent company of Google, spent $16 million on lobbying in 2015. Now, that unto itself doesn't seem like a lot of money. But I want to ask you, as someone who wants transparency and accountability, wouldn't you want to know what these meetings were about? Why does the government not disclose to us what Google was getting for their visits? Anyone listening to this show have an idea? Are you a watchdog out there who can tell us what Google is getting by going in and out of the White House, the revolving door? It's a very interesting question. Carrie on WMAL, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation. What's the topic?
Well, first I want to agree with this statement that was made that our Congress is like a bunch of damn prostitutes. But
not go into the into those statements. What is your main point?
That our whole government is corrupt on both sides.
Right, thanks for the call. That's not what it says on the board. We've heard that. It's a generic statement. Doesn't work. I thought you were calling about Gingrich. That's what it says on the board. All right, my friends, 855-407-282. Let's go to Paul on WABC Line 9. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much. You've made my day when you sent me that book, Government Zero, and I wanted to read to you page 157, which I think are the best lines in your book. You talk about zero culture, and in regards to that, you say this is partly the result of Government Zero. When you have zero leadership, you can expect people to be led astray. But don't forget cause and effect. The government is largely a reflection of the people. The people elected it. The people decide what they want to ask it to do. Ultimately, it's the people who must take responsibility. The government.
All right. Forces. I hear you. I appreciate it. Thank you for confessing that you are guilty on the Savage Nation. I appreciate your confessional. I can send you a wafer in the mail if you'll leave your email address. We will then look for your actual mailing address, and we'll send you a box of Savage wafers, which you can take at any time that you want when you are doing dispensation for yourself for having elected Barack Obama, and in fact for having elected, well, the wonderful characters we have called Congress. When I come back. And I want to go back. We read today that, are you ready for this one, all you good progressives? Now, remember what I'm about to tell you. And in the context of what I'm about to tell you, just recall that microbes do not discriminate. They don't know that you're good. Microbes don't know that you're better than me. Microbes don't know that you're superior to conservatives. Microbes, you see, don't discriminate, unlike you. Microbes will jump down your throat and give you tuberculosis just as fast as they'll jump down my throat and give me tuberculosis. Immigrants and epidemics. That's how I started my radio career 22 years ago. It was because I could not get a book published by that on that topic, even though I had published a number of books before that. They were fairly well good sellers. And I had tried to co-author the book on immigrants and epidemics with the then dean of a school of public health, a very famous dean. And nobody would touch the book in New York because they were afraid of offending the immigrant mafia. Now, here we are 20-some-odd years later, and we have a criminal act being conducted by the federal government, an absolute Ponzi scheme of lies, so vast that all of us are at risk. 22% of refugees in Minnesota are positive for tuberculosis. That's what we know to be true. That was in 2014. Now, amongst that group, 26% of all foreign-born cases of TB in Minnesota were from people born in Somalia. Somalia. Somalians almost exclusively enter the state through Obama's refugee resettlement program. More than 70,000 refugees have been resettled in the United States, listen carefully, every year for the past 30 years by the federal government. Listen to what I said, 70,000 a year per year times 30. Do the math. So it started 30 years ago under the criminal drunk Kennedy. The criminal drunk Kennedy was the first to lie and say that the Immigration Act that he was about to change, the lying drunk from Massachusetts said, this would not change the demographics of America. and it would not threaten the health of America, but the lying drunk was lying. What is it about the Democrats that makes them want to lie to the American people on a regular basis? Now, a book is coming out in May by a former Democrat, an anonymous Democrat, who said that they lie about everything. They don't read the bills. He tells people one thing and knows he can't do it. He said all he cares about is raising money and getting reelected. He said we're all the same from the top to the bottom. We don't do anything. He said we're all liars. And we're doing it at the risk for America. So now we wake up and we see that they're flooding America with refugees, many of whom are diseased. And by the way, TB is a very serious illness. It was almost eradicated in America. And the lying thieves at the CDC are still trying to determine the reason for the uptick. They should all be fired and tried on criminal charges of lying to the American people. But nevertheless, let's go into the actual studies here. What else are the wonderful immigrants bringing to America? It's not just TB being brought in by these resettled refugees, Mr. Obama. Measles, whooping cough, diphtheria, and other diseases that were on their way to total eradication are also coming in across the borders of the United States. That's why your child has to be injected with vaccines. That's why your little baby has to be overly vaccinated. It's because of the immigrants. When are you people going to wake up? Now, if it was just me, an immigrant son, saying it, you could say, well, I don't believe him. How can he prove that? I just gave you the data. But again, the data doesn't matter to people who don't care. They have an agenda. So who's responsible? You are. You're responsible. The Catholic Church is responsible. The Catholic Church is flooding America with refugees because of greed, greed, greed. The Pope is running a Ponzi scheme. The Pope is no different than Bernie Madoff. Every day that liar in the Vatican says that we should open our borders. The liar in the Vatican says that it's good for the world to open your borders. Look at what's going on in Europe. Has he opened the borders of the Vatican to the immigrants from Syria? Has he brought the diseased immigrants from Somalia in behind the walls of the Vatican? That liar? No, he hasn't. Who is this liar in the Vatican? Now, many of you are offended by this because you're good Catholics. But you should be more offended by the liar, the imposter as Pope, than you should be offended by the words you're hearing on this radio show. Because what I am telling you is for the sake of your own survival and the survival of your nation and the survival of your children and your children's children. What the Pope is telling you is to the demise of your nation. But he's not the issue. The issue is this country. How does it go on? So I read today, 22% of refugees in Minnesota are positive for tuberculosis. And my head almost exploded. I was like the ticket that exploded by William Burroughs. One out of every five refugees that was forced down the throats of the people of Minnesota by the federal fascist government tested positive for latent tuberculosis in 2014, according to the State Department of Health, the state's own Department of Health. And yet the liars at the CDC, all of whom should be arrested for lying to the American people, I will name them. It's why I said that if Trump becomes president, not only do I want to run the CDC, I want to take all of these liars in nice suits and put them in prison for what they've done to us. Do you know that the CDC is still denying that they know why there is an uptick in tuberculosis in Minnesota? Do you understand why I have such contempt for these MDs and PhDs in the CDC? Do you understand that I'm right and they're wrong? All of these epidemiologists are politicians. They are like Lysenko in Russia. Now, if you don't know who Lysenko is, you can read about him in Government Zero. Lysenko was hired by the Soviet government to lie about agricultural production because the government needed to lie about how good the government was doing in producing crops with the government's models. So they got a geneticist who lied about genetics, his name was Lysenko, in order to dupe the Soviet people into thinking the government could run the agriculture industry better than the private sector could. Well, of course it was a big lie. It's the same as Ben Rhodes, it's the same as the CDC, it's the same as the IRS, it's the same as the NSA, it's the same as virtually every department that this poisonous creature from wherever he is has done to this country. He has appointed nothing but toxic liars in every department. If we had an opposition party, he would have been impeached a long time ago. They are so useless. They are so afraid of being called racist that they touch this slithery snake in the White House. Now you say, come on, we all know Obama's no good. We're all looking for... No, you all don't know he's no good. Explain to me, going back to my first question now, follow the bouncing ball. Is Obama doing the things he is doing to this country out of the genuine liberal desire to do the right thing for America and the world, or is he doing it to weaken and destroy this country? The evidence leads me to believe that he is doing it strictly to destroy this country, because there is no reason to bring in Somali refugees, one out of five, who have been resettled in Minnesota against the will of the people by the fascist federal government, test positive for latent tuberculosis in 2014. Do you know how much it costs to treat these immigrants he is bringing in, who are now breeding individuals, who some of whom will join terrorist groups or commit crimes against the American people? Do you know what the cost of treating an active TB case that is susceptible or responsive to drugs is? I have the numbers. Do you know what the cost is if it is non-responsive? Do you know what it costs to treat a multi-drug resistant patient? Your hair will stand up. So why is he sucking us dry? This is question number one on the Savage Nation. Here is question two. It's about the communist Bernie Sanders, the evil street communist from New York, the street spitter. He is Bernie Madoff in the political world. Bernie Sanders and Bernie Madoff are one and the same. Madoff sold false securities for which there were no consequences until he got caught. He had a Ponzi scheme. Bernie Sanders sells social programs that are unsupportable, just like Bernie Madoff. But since he can get away with lying as a candidate, of course the have-nots like him. Now, who was Bernie Sanders and who was his wife? Who was that wife of his? Did you read the story about Jane Sanders? Burlington College closes due to crushing weight of debt acquired by Jane Sanders. An entire college announced yesterday that it will close on May 27th after it found itself unable to recover from the crushing weight of the debt incurred under Jane O'Meara Sanders, the college's former president and wife of Bernie Sanders. Now, that's just the beginning of the story. There is an addition to the story, which is that she is under investigation for having lied in order to secure loans to expand the debt while she was president. Did you know any of that? Catholic parishioners in Vermont have called for an investigation into whether Ms. Sanders committed federal bank fraud by deliberately misrepresenting the amount that the college had secured in fundraising pledges as she sought financing for the land purchase. As Ms. Bernie Sanders pursued financing for the land acquisition, Sanders repeatedly said that Burlington College had received more than $2 million in fundraising commitments and pledges. But in fiscal year 2011, it was found that the college had only raised $279,000. She's under investigation for bank fraud. Her and her husband are Ponzi scheme artists. They use the socialist message the way Obama uses the racial message to get away with absolute felony on the highest level. You know, when you challenge liberals on where socialism has worked, they always bring up the Nordic countries. Of course, there's a big difference between the Nordic countries and America. The percentage of immigrants in America vastly exceeds that of those in the Nordic countries. That's number one. Number two, the Nordic countries are still relatively financially sound because they don't have a criminal gangster running the country printing money when there's no foundation for the money. They were awash in oil, North Slope oil, for a long time. North Sea oil, excuse me. And, of course, they became a great welfare state as a result. Their tax rates are out of the world in, I think they're 75 or 80%, and they've killed all incentive to produce anything in those countries, and the people have reverted to alcoholism, drugs, and rampant sexuality. So I don't hold the Nordic countries up as an example for anything. There is a growing nationalism in Sweden, for example. It may be too little too late. The only salvation for Sweden would be the immediate arrest of the entire liberal government and the seizure of the power centers before it's too late. Same in Germany. I was in San Francisco the other day, waiting for a ferry, just a public ferry, during which I talked to people once in a while, strangers. And there was a couple that, obviously, they were foreigners, just the way they looked. They had two of the most beautiful little children I had seen in a long time. And one was in a stroller. That was the little boy. I guess the other was the little girl. And they had beautiful, beautiful complexions, and they were beautiful people. And I said to the parents, what beautiful children. And I said, where are you from? They said, Germany. So I just said quietly, I said, What do you think of their future in Germany? They looked at me kind of like, where am I coming? They don't know who I am. What do you think of the future for your children? Will they have a? I said, do you think your children will have a future in their own country, is what I said. Well, they were nice liberal parents, brainwashed by the German government, the way your children are being brainwashed here in America with drugs and, of course, liberalism from spoon-feeding it to them. And they said, well, we certainly hope so. Notice they said, we hope so. I said, well, what do you think about Merkel and what she's doing with all the Syrians, bringing them into your country? How can your children have a future in their own country with this flood of immigrants coming in? Well, they looked at me sheepishly and they said, well, we have to do something for the poor Syrians. I said, at the expense of your own children? I mean, remember, I'm a stranger and I didn't do it with anger. I was just having a conversation. They said, well, it's slowing down now. I said, why, have they cut benefits back? He said, well, yes, they're not as welcome as they were before. Well, that was the extent of that conversation. How is it that a former communist like Angela Merkel, a lifetime sleeper cell inside Germany, she's a sleeper, remember what I said, just as Obama was a sleeper, she was a sleeper inside Germany, and she was then activated. And when she was activated, the sleeper cell called Merkel, she started to flood Germany with Syrian Muslims, Africans, none of whom are adapting to that country in any way. They're not going to become Germans. They're living on welfare. They're not working. The majority of them don't work. They never will work. They're on the dole. They're bringing crime. They're bringing rape. It's all known. Everyone knows this. There's a resurgent movement of nationalism in Germany that just might save the nation. But who is inhibiting them? All the groups funded by the war criminal George Soros. This is a man who should have been arrested by Interpol a long time ago. It came out the other day that George Soros has deep ties to very questionable groups, including gun runners, etc. And the whole liberal front that he puts on with the money that he has gotten by manipulating currencies is just to keep the left off his back. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So I was talking about a lot of things today. One of them was that Obama is a sleeper who was activated somewhere along the line to show his contempt for America and his love for Islam. There's no other way to put it. Merkel is a longtime sleeper cell. And I will prove to you definitively that the Pope is a sleeper cell. Do you know what this Pope said in a new release? The sleeper Pope from the Vatican said that Islam and Christianity share the idea of conquest. I couldn't make this up to make my point. Pope Francis says Islam and Christianity both share the idea of conquest, but he will not make the link between radical Islamic extremism in Europe and Islam itself. That he protects them from. Did you hear this? He says, I don't think that there is a fear of Islam today, he said, but a fear of ISIS and its war of conquest, which is partly drawn from Islam. And then he makes the leap and says, well, the idea of conquest is inherent in the soul of Islam, but it's also possible to interpret the objective in Matthew's gospel, where Jesus sends his disciples to all nations in terms of the same idea of conquest. Do you have any idea what a lie this is? Jesus taught to conquer through love. Jesus taught, turn the other cheek. Nowhere does it say turn the other cheek in the Quran or in Islam. This man is a sleeper as sure as I'm sitting here. He is aiding and abetting worldwide terrorism by putting the Christians around the world to sleep. And that is why he was selected to be the first non-European pope in 1400 years. This is a shock when you realize what is happening. Obama, the Pope, Merkel, de Blasio, it's all part and parcel of the same scheme. And we're all praying to God that if Trump wins, the scheme will come to a halt. But I'm not so sure anymore. Because if he chooses Newt Gingrich, I'm pretty sure the opposite will be true. We don't know if he will choose Gingrich, but I hope he doesn't. Gingrich will be a death knell for the Trump presidency, in my opinion. He has to choose someone fresh, someone new, and someone we the people trust. And it had better be a woman who is a conservative, not an old man who destroyed the Republican Party itself with his double dealing. That's it for the day. Thanks for listening. Good night and good luck.